Breaking news. The FBI has just dropped 3.5 million documents in the Epstein files mentioning Goyim, pizza, and grape soda.
Oh, wow. Probably has nothing to do with Israel.
Our greatest ally? Of course not. Who doesn't like pizza?
Exactly. John, break it down for us.
Chloe and Michael, good morning. Let's just ask the FBI. How do you like your pizza and grape soda?
Christian white ones only. As young as it gets.
What the f***? Did he just say as young as it gets?
Yep. Remember what Israel posted on Twitter?
Right.
Age is just a number.
Exactly. So Talmudic. Let's see what's going on in Pettawood.
You're different than the other guys.
Can I be honest with you? I'm actually a black woman.
Cut. That was so fake and gay. Now, Schneiderstein wants to see your feet in his trailer.
So we wanted this film to be so fake and gay, it's retarded.
Why was Mr. Space, E. Clooney, and Jay-Z in the files, Director Berg?
They just like pizza and grape soda.
There you have it, folks. Noticing is antiseptic.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, Ching Chong. Wasn't what Elon in there over 7,000 times?
He made a woman get an abortion with a wooden hanger.
Sick f***. Let's hear what the normies are saying.
What do you think about Trumpstein being in the files thousands of times?
It's 100% a Democrat hoax. That's retarded.
So, bro, did you know Epstein calls us Goyim?
Look, I'm not interested in your Jewish hatred, stupid Nazi. And get your cisgender privilege out of my face. I'm a black woman.
My bad, bro.
Did you see they're trafficking through Wayfair in the files?
Yeah, it's the satanic Jews. My son got arrested for a joint, and they can't even arrest the island kid f***ers. I'm sick of this shit.
Facts.
That's absolutely based.
It's about time that humanity understands pure demonic evil truly exists.
Left, right, conservative, Democrats, all of them. Facts. Did you know Pope John Paul II was Epstein's roommate in the Vatican? Let me say that again. He was their roommate.
That's right. And remember Pizzagate? Turns out the guy who shot their servers, making them lose their evidence, was just killed by police in North Carolina. Just a crazy coincidence. Right, Shapiro-Stein?
Just because this was a gathering place for my friend Alephantis and John Podesta's emails talked about pizza and sacrificing chickens to Moloch doesn't mean they're guilty. Stupid Goyim.
Thanks, Shapiro-Stein. And here's the police sketch connected to a missing persons case, specifically Madeline McCann. Even the normies can tell that's the Podestas. But in case you still think their pizza emails with Killery isn't suspicious, here's some of the art they collect. Safe to say, total freaks.
That's right. There's even videos that came out during WikiLeaks of them extracting adrenochrome like freaking blood-sucking vampires. But they're Jewish,
so noticing is antiseptic. Speaking of vampires, let's go to Ching Chong, who joins us live in Transylvania after this quick commercial break.
Hey, nerd, why don't you go read your nerd books? What a nerd.
Hey, man. I stand in solidarity with you guys. I know what it feels like to be treated differently.
Thanks, man.
End hatred. Jewish lives matter, too.
We're here in Transylvania, located in the heart of Romania, the same country that Erica Kirk had her orphan ring. And most people don't know this, but King Charles is a blood descendant of Vlad the Impaler, the real-life Dracula. Makes you wonder if we've been conditioned to think these bloodsuckers were just a myth. Even Dracula wore the Star of David. Not even kidding.
Wow, thanks, Ching Chong. Do you think these people are like reptilians or something?
Pretty sure they're descendants of fallen angels. Gosh.
Maybe the Bible was accurate.
It was.
Yep.
Shut it down! What are you, some sort of Christ sympathizers? We put him on the cross for a reason, just like Epstein did to those innocent minors.
Yes, exactly, Producer Berg.
Doesn't the Talmud say he's burning in feces?
Yeah, but he was Jewish, just like us.
Yeah.
Now, back to the goy slop.
Whatever you say, Daisy.
Thanks, Daisy. Just because Trumpstein would host pageant girls at Mar-a-Lago and measure them for their tightness doesn't mean he's a bad guy. This is all a Russian hoax. Right, Trumpstein?
Did you read those new files that were published by the Department of Justice?
I have a lot of things I'm doing, you know? A lot of things I know. I don't know. You mentioned two names. I'm sure they're fine.
Good call, Trumpstein.
How about that one where a victim alleged that a sheik gave Trumpstein his virgin daughter and Epstein replies, I love when that happens? Totally normal and allegedly nothing new. I
think the weirdest parts were about how they would eat babies and extract adrenochrome while torturing them, but that's just me.
I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
But what would you say to people who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about.
Yeah, let's just move on to healthcare.
Yeah, because that's definitely more important than politicians raping minors.
Exactly. Stu Peters, explain how cooked we are.
These people are sick on both sides. Right before pedophile Trump was president, we had pedophile Joe Biden, the guy who was accused of child molestation by his daughter. Remember that?
Fake news. Just because one or two presidents were into creepy stuff doesn't mean they all were. Just look at the beloved black one. Stupid Stu.
And before we had Trump or Biden as president, we had Barack Obama, who was ordering up thousands of pizza and hot dogs. All of these people are sick.
Shut it down, Stu. They like pizza and grape soda. It's that simple.
Yeah, he may have admitted to being an Israeli asset, but if you bring that up, you're all fired.
Jeez, he's so cranky.
Yeah, poor victim. Didn't have his coffee this morning.
Anyway, pull up file 1023.
Should I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it says, Epstein was close to the former prime minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and trained as a spy under him, end quote.
Well, there you have it, folks. Noticing is antiseptic.
Yeah. Let's get some insight from the Jake GTV investigation team.
Insightful take. Let's see another email. It says, let the Goyim deal in the real world while hedge fund investors get rich by betting on shipping prices through futures contracts. We're like their slaves.
You think about the satanic pedos in the files.
Dude, enough with the conspiracy theories. No!
What happened?
Dude, leave me alone. My player just got injured.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Slap himself!
What do you think about Bill getting an STD from Russian models and slipping his wife antibiotics?
Bill is ending climate change and stopping COVID. Racist fascist!
What do you think about the files?
Ah, you must not be a groiper. I actually wish I was Epstein. He's got aura. Go watch Nick to find out why.
Who's responsible for the files?
Wasn't that like a Russian hoax or something?
Yeah, where'd you hear that?
I saw a documentary on Goyflix about it.
Classic Jews.
Shut it the heck down, Tom. Get your antiseptic non-chosen ass back to the studio. You're gonna read Anne's diary from start to finish or you're fired. Now, run the freaking commercials.
We were promised this land by God.
We didn't want to have to end the sand people. We had to do it because God said so.
Time to flee to Israel.
Would you believe me if I said it was Russia?
Because it wasn't us, we promise.
BlackRock. Because you're not chosen.
Yeah, because the Israeli Jew totally worked for Russia.
How are we even supposed to believe that?
I can't. Back to you guys in the studio.
You think that's funny? Because I sure don't. The idea that we would be even remotely involved in 9/11, Charlie Kirkberg, or Epstein would be utterly ridiculous. Now, back to the studio, and you stupid goyim, better blame Russia or you're fired.
How could he have worked for Russia if everyone knows her dad is an Israeli Mossad agent?
Because the Talmud says they're allowed to lie to us.
That's right. We're just goyim.
Ching Chong joins us live off the coast of Spain.
Thanks, guys. We're here in the Canary Islands, and the latest file drop exposed a dark secret. Jeffrey wrote an email about Robert Maxwell threatening Mossad for $400 million to expose the American intel he was sending off to Tel Aviv. Let's ask the police what they found.
Well, we found no signs of a heart attack or drowning. The report does mention a small fissure behind the ear, so it was obviously Israel.
Shut it the heck down! Get your frickin' antiseptic butt back to America, or you'll end up like Jackie. Now, back to the Goyslop, or you're all canceled.
Jeez, Producer Berg, calm down.
He's so cute when he's angry.
All right, let's listen to Tel Aviv Ted. Apparently, we're the bad guys for not liking genocide or pedophiles.
We should have bipartisan agreement. How about we all come together and say, let's stop murders? How about we all come together and say, let's stop rape? How about we all come together and say, let's stop attacking pedophiles?
What the heck? Is that taken out of context?
No, that's pretty much the position.
So what's going on with Jeffrey's wife in prison?
Let's ask our investigation team for the facts. Did you know Ghislaine is the only inmate who gets to have a puppy in prison? Is anybody else sick of Jewish kid f***ers getting special privileges?
We don't stupid goyim. Me mom was in the holly.
Gosh, it must be so hard to be chosen.
Thank you. Finally, you understand how hard it is to rule the world.
Oh, I can only imagine the pressure you're under.
Exactly. No. Now, Shapiro-Steen, explain to the goyim that the Epstein files have nothing to do with us.
The Epstein files. There are none, apparently. Now, again, a lot of people were shocked by this. I'm less shocked by this than some. Okay, as far as the Epstein list, what I have been told by my sources is that there is no Epstein list. That basically there's a black book of Jeffrey Epstein contacts.
Did he just deny the 6 million files? What the f*** is this then, dumbass? Or this? What is this? Explain. Explain.
Okay, those tapes are just child porn. That's all. That's what they are. That's why the FBI is not releasing them. Those contacts, there is no evidence, according to the DOJ and the FBI. And again, that's public. There's no evidence that any of those third parties were having girls trafficked to them.
Dude, how do you think those minors got there in the first place? Prince Andrew's literally standing over a dead body. And there's literal receipts from Wayfair. Dumbass.
Gosh, Ching Chong is so base. Straight up.
I wonder how Jenny's doing down in Venezuela.
Oh, probably sipping pina coladas with her homegirls.
All good, Jenny?
What you want, gringo?
No
I run this bitch, puta. Try me and I'll gouge your eyes out. Who else wants a piece of this?
Forget Venezuelan oil when you can have soybean oil with our new and improved Goislip Jr. Burger Supreme. Now with extra seed oils.
Goislip Jr.
Anyways, did you hear what Trumpstein said about God?
No, what?
Check this shit out.
You know, Mike Johnson's a very religious person. And he does not hide it. He'll say to me sometimes at lunch, sir, may we pray? Say, excuse me? We're having lunch, you know, in the Oval. It's okay with me. But he's a very religious person, and he is popular, and he's doing an unbelievable job. So I think God is watching over you. God is watching over him. I don't know about me. So I hang around with him because I feel I'm protected a little bit.
Wait, isn't it supposed to be one nation under God?
Yep.
So shouldn't we have a president who believes they're acting in God's interest?
Bingo. Dennis, take it away.
You guys get it. Anyways, if you're still not following Jake GTV, you're either a triple boosted vegan or just genuinely retarded.
Jewish people have feelings too.
Just because we do genocide and blackmail your politicians doesn't mean we're not oppressed.
Because you're not chosen.
Time to flee to Israel.
Congratulations, you made it to the end. That's what I call based. If you want to learn more about the sentient AI being ushered into a city near you, grab my book, The Digital Prison. Otherwise, if you want to keep us on air, just hit the like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Did you shadow ban Jake GTV?
Sir, we did, but he keeps breaking the algorithm.
Ramp up the Fed slop. We need to divide the goyim.